This is Carmel Bear, and you're listening to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix.
It is a sickly Saturday, October 21st, 2023, 8 a.m. sharp. I can actually already see, I mean, the sun's out, so that's good. I mean, we're not to the point where it's dark where we're making this podcast. But hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix podcast, episode number 158. I am one of your lovely hosts, the Garlic Johnson. We are joined, as always, by our other lovely hosts, the Joshua Mitchell. Josh, groan at the folks.
Hi, folks.
We appreciate the people who chat along in the Discord. Segment start times are down in the description below. Thank you at Levi Oki Illustration on Instagram for all the beautiful art that people can see. Josh, how you doing?
Swell. How are you, Gar?
I'm doing all right. What do we think it is? Do we think it's the flu? Is it a cold? Is it the vid? What do we think we got in this seasonal sickness?
Well, as the show knows, I microdosed COVID, so I can become a superior being. And I think I upped the dosage a little bit too much lately, so it might be that.
Didn't get your regular vax, bro? Come on, gotta get your flu shot, gotta get your updated COVID vaccine.
I've gotten the first two COVID vaccines, and I was like, you know what, that's enough for now. And then flu shots, I'm kind of an every decade kind of guy. So I figure they sit in the system for a while, and I got it back. I got my last flu shot back in like 2017.
Are you gonna make me go into the annals of the Jamie Medical Minute and play why it's important to get those shots, dude? Don't make me do it. I fucking will.
That's fine. I mean, if she can convince me to get the flu shot, that's great. I figured, you know, a lot of people say it's so. When you get it's so you don't get the flu, or you don't get the flu as bad, and it's just like, well, if I die, I die.
Again, the Kirk Cousins motto. I love it. But yeah, poor Josh is sick. You can hear him. I'm surprised he didn't call off the pod, though. I mean, back in years past, you'd be like, nah, I'm sick, dude. I can't do it. So look at you being a trooper. Has anything changed? Or are you trying to avoid your kid responsibilities for half an hour?
No, it's not that. I mean, I was worse. Yes, I was a lot worse yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And Asher had to stay home because everybody that came to the party, that's family, not has been sick. So Gar, you might be lucky since you don't sound sick now. But
I don't feel sick at all.
Nikita's mom has pneumonia, and so usually Asher goes over there on Fridays. And so yesterday, I was like, well, I'll just keep him. And then I called Nini, and Nini came over in the afternoon to help. And for like the first 3 hours of the day, I literally just sat on the couch watching Toy Story and Lightyear with Asher.
Hell yeah.
And Asher just kind of ran around, and he like jumped on my lap, and like he stood on my legs and like got really close to my face and like put his nose on my nose and started like going, ah. and it's just like, yep, that's great, buddy. I love you too.
This
is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just happy he's better because he was pretty iffy earlier in the week. Nikita's better. We decided that I'm about a day and a half, 2 days behind Nikita. So 2 days ago, I was starting to get sick, and she was dealing with like a fever of 102. Yesterday I had that fever, and then the day after she had her fever, she was just drained, which is kind of what I'm doing now. So we're going to hang in there and maybe die, but hopefully not.
I mean, it sounds like if Nikita and Ash are already on the mend and you're just a day and a half behind, sounds like you're right on your way. I will say, Josh, not to make one more pitch for modern medicine, but I got my two shots last Wednesday, and then I went to your house Saturday, and a bunch of people from your house got sick, and I didn't get sick. Maybe it works.
I think they do. I do think the shot works in the way that it was, because you showed up and everyone got sick. So they spread the germs through the vaccine.
That's exactly what happened. I actually sprinkled it over the cupcakes, over the little mini Sammies. Good morning, Walters. Thank you for joining us. But yeah, Josh, I was actually there to get the rest of you sick. You're welcome. Are we ready, Josh, to do some starting and some sitting?
Yeah.
Alrighty, we will move on to the start sit. Josh, how'd we do last week?
trash. Last week, you went 2 for 5, and I went 1 for 5.
So we're really good.
Last year, we actually did solid as a group. This year, as a separate entity, we're a struggle busing. You did do much better than me, so congrats. You finished with a difference of negative 1.5 points. I finished with a difference of negative 26.2.5 points.
Trash?
Very. Overall, you are 12 out of 25 with minus 6.8 difference. I am 9 out of 25 with a negative 34.1 difference. Walters, thank you very much.
Josh has been like juicing that test, dude. He was low T, now he's high T.
Yeah, I feel like I have put my vocal cords into a blender. But yeah, so overall, we stink. I did change it up. I don't know if you noticed, but instead of picking from two players.
Three?
We now have three to try and add a little bit more diverse, a little bit more opportunity for us to stink. And yeah, figured,
I like how in the year we're already doing bad, you're like, you know what, let's make us worse. Josh, I appreciate that out of you. Not other many men would be brave enough to do something like that, but you're like, you know what, fuck them. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Exactly. Yep. And so all these players were on the Narfle Macrosy Challenge, but they were kind of spread out upon different ones. So I did kind of pick and choose a few different ones. Obviously, for the quarterbacks, I'm not going to put Patrick Mahomes in with Howell and Pickett. And so I did make some alternative decisions based on their current rankings and their current average points per week. But starting with the quarterbacks, and if you notice in the pod picks location, I would pick first, but I will go through the quarterbacks anyways. We've got Sam Howell at the New York Giants, Kenny Pickett at the Lairds, Dobbs at Seattle. I'm going to go
first?
I'm going to go with Howell, just because he was the first name on the list.
Sure. I'm thinking, let me see if I'm correct about this. Okay. I think this is, oh boy, this is tough. I mean, Howell certainly has the highest ceiling of the three. Wait, is that true? Ooh, him and Dobbs actually are very close in their ceiling game for the season. Howell has gone 25.42, and Dobbs has gone 25.22. So their ceiling, if you're just looking at their games this season, is just about the same. Dobbs is QB number 18. Howell is QB number 13. Josh, I'm going to go rogue here, and clearly every time I'm thinking I'm right or I'm thinking I have some sort of intuitive thought, my thoughts are wrong. And so I'm going to go against conventional wisdom. Coming out of the bye week, I'm thinking this is quite literally potentially Matt Canada's last stand, and so he's had an extra week to sit there in the lab. He's had an extra week to sit there and just kind of scheme up a bunch of different stuff to try and get Kenny Pickett rolling. So I'm going to roll with Kenny Pickett, even though he is clearly the worst of the three this season. I'm going to say that Matt Canada cooks something up, maybe a little poutine, maybe a little I don't know what other Canadian dishes are, really, who gives a fuck, but I'm going to go with Kenny Pickett just because. Move it on, okay. Josh.
Well, I can read the running backs again. I'll keep reading because it does help my voice a little bit, and I do think the fans love to hear me struggle.
they do love that, I can tell you.
But I will say that Matt Canada had an entire offseason to think of scheming things to fix help Kenny Pickett out, and obviously that didn't work out as planned. But he is getting Deontay Johnson back, I believe, so that may help a little bit. Not the worst pick. I do hope that Pickett does throw for like 16,000 touchdowns, because I do have him in the butt sweat league, and I think he's in my starting lineup.
I tried to trade you for him, and you didn't even message me back, dude.
Oh, I don't even think. I don't even know. Oh, it was a text message. That's right.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, go fuck yourself, nerd. I was like, okay, Josh, geez.
Moving on to running backs, we've got DeAndre Swift, the Pokemon attack that never misses, versus Miami. President Ford at Indianapolis, and then Delvin's brother Cook at New England. Gar, who are you taking?
Well, Josh, DeAndre Swift obviously has been the best player of the three this year. He lit it up in week two, and then he's kind of regressed a bit since then, both with Kenny Gainwell coming back and just playing Tampa Bay defense, which is a little bit more stringent, but he's been down. He hasn't had higher than 63% snap share since that peak of 75 in week two against us being the Vikings. But he's still been pretty solid. I mean, he has not had a single-digit week since week two. DeAndre Swift looks solid. Jerome Ford last week had 10 points, 50% snap share. James Cook last week was only 7 points. I mean, this one, I feel like you have to go DeAndre Swift. The only real argument against DeAndre Swift here, I think, would be playing against Miami. The game script could argue it could be more of a shootout, less of a run-and-gun type situation. But with Kareem Hunt looking good and just having no faith in James Cook to be consistent, between Cook and Swift, it might be closer than people think, but I will take Swift.
Not a bad pick because he is involved in the pass game quite a bit. And I do hope you're right that Swift is the highest scoring because I do have him in fantasy. I am going up against Akita this week, who is dealing with injuries and bye week devastation. So I feel really bad for her. But I'm going to go with the guy you didn't mention. I'm going to go with Jerome Ford. I do feel like he is a solid play at Indy. Indy's got Gardner Minshew. And so we know he's accurate. He throws the ball around. They can score some points. But I do think that Ford has a little bit more opportunity to run the rock and put up points on the ground. He is involved in the pass game somewhat. And they do, you know, that even split. There has been a bit of an even split between him and Kareem Hunt. So I do think that Jerome Ford is going to be my pick.
All right, Josh, if that's who you want as your guy. Moving on, Josh, I will give your voice a rest just for half a second. We're going to go to the wide receiver position. These wide receivers definitely wouldn't have been high draft picks. But you know what? Sometimes in the bye weeks and the side weeks and the injuries, you got to play people like this. So starting out, we've got a New York Giant wide receiver, Mr. Wandale Robinson, playing versus Washington. We have a former New York Giant, currently a Baltimore Raven, Mr. Odell Beckham Jr., playing versus Detroit. And then we have Chiefs wide receiver Sky Moore playing versus the Los Angeles Chargers in a division rivalry game, which I suppose Wandale's playing in one of those as well. Josh, you're not happy starting any of these three. These guys, I mean, one of them's on the upswing. The other two have just not done much of anything this year, except for Sky Moore had one good week. Who do you like out of these three band of misfits?
Well, Sky's out, Thigh's out, so he's out. Between Wandale and Odell, the two former Giants, I'm going to go ahead and just sit them both because I think I'm just going to go with nobody in this pick. I think that they're all going to get negative.
Bold strike, huh?
I'm going to go with Wandale Robinson. Last week, he had, I believe, 8 targets, 8 catches. I do think that he is going to be involved in that game plan a little bit more now that they realize that Darren Waller stinks. Wandale is going to be my pick.
Is it an alarm bell that I agree with you? Like, should I take that as a moment to reevaluate my thought process? But I do agree with you, Josh. I think Wandale, but Odell, this is tough. All right, I got to make a good podcast. We're gonna go with Wandale. I'll just ride with you for all the same reasons you said, but I hate you also.
I mean, there's no issue with us agreeing on things. It just means that we're given.
I mean, Josh, with how bad we've been doing this year, specifically you, even though I only have 3 players more than you, yeah, there is a problem with you keep agreeing because we keep being bad.
Moving on to tight ends, we've got the up and coming superstar. For the last 2 weeks, Kyle Pitts at Tampa Bay. We've got Darren Waller versus Washington, or Dallas Goedert versus Miami. Goedert has been struggle busting, and he recently came on in the last couple weeks. Pitts has had a couple weeks solid production, and Waller's just kind of been, he's just had a couple, ups and downs throughout the season. Gar, who you taking?
Well, actually, Josh, conveniently or inconveniently, at least in half-point PPR, these guys are all ranked right next to each other. So Dallas Goedert is tight end 10. Darius Waller's tight end 11. Kyle Pitts is tight end 12. If you want recency bias, Kyle Pitts has had the best 2 weeks recently. Like we said in the buy-sell segment on Tuesday, if you listen to our Tuesday show, he put up 12 points in each of them. Darren Waller had 12 points 2 weeks ago, but last week with Tyrod throwing him the rock, he only put up 6.8. And then Dallas Goedert had 21 or 22 points 2 weeks ago, but last week was back down to just 6.7. So Goedert really only has the one good week. And he is the reason he's fallen off is because Devontae Smith actually happens to be so good. And so he's probably the third or fourth target, maybe even behind Swift. Darren Waller gets a lot of targets. They're just really low value targets. And then Kyle Pitts. I'm going to ride with Kyle Pitts. He's had 12 points the last 2 weeks. His target share has been up, even though his snap share has been down. So, you know, it's interesting. But his yards per catch are much more efficient than the other two. And I'm going to ride with Kyle Pitts.
I was going to go Pitts because in the daily drafts, I may have a bit of a problem because I've done four every week since the season started.
Addicted.
But I am actually not negative. I'm basically even. So it's not like, you know, to me, it's just fun for the drafting piece.
Sure.
And so Kyle Pitts is the one that I had taken most often in kind of that last round tight end requirement. But I'm going to go with Dallas Goedert in this situation with it being a shootout. And I believe that Devontae Smith is questionable. And so I'm going to go with Goedert just to keep the show spicy. And so we can both be wrong when Waller has a career day.
There we go. That's the spirit, Josh. I love it. Love, love, love it. Moving on, Josh, to the flex position. Again, not a lot of guys you're excited about. You're certainly scraping the bottom of the barrel here, but we have MVS, Marquez, Valdez, Scantling. Who is he a chief? I don't even remember what team he's on.
He is.
He's a chief. Kansas City chief. Got to say all the positions and teams for Brian. Kansas City chief playing versus the Chargers. Donovan Peoples-Jones, who I believe is a Brown. Wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. playing at Indianapolis. Or Royce Freeman, newly activated running back for the Los Angeles Rams. Hasn't done a single thing this year, but he's being thrown into the fray with both Ronnie Rivers and Kyren Williams out. Zach Evans was their current starter, but Sean McVay this week is like, is Zach Evans or whatever his name is the guy? So Royce Freeman, who has a history with the Rams, I believe. Actually, that's not true at all. Houston and Denver.
Bronco.
I was thinking of Daryl Henderson, excuse me. But yeah, Royce Freeman activated. Could be a sneaky play, but there's literally no tail of the tape for me to examine for the season. So, Josh, if you had to pick between one of these, now we're talking real Island of Misfit Toys, who are you picking here?
I'm going to go with Donovan Peoples-Jones at Indy. I feel like none of these players are going to win you a week, but if you're doing like a FanDuel and you're looking for something just absolutely dirt cheap to get past, to get the full lineup, and Donovan Peoples-Jones may have that opportunity to put up points. MVS is a long ball guy. They just got Mecole Hardman, who's familiar with that offense, so who knows if that's because they lack faith in MVS. I do believe he's had some big plays or some, you know, big catches at this or throughout the season, but not enough to make me want to put him in my lineup. So I'm going to go with DPJ.
All right, Josh. You're going with Donovan Peoples-Jones. I will go with, you know what? I'll just ride with Royce Freeman. MVS literally had 56% snap share, but one target and zero catches last week. He's literally doing nothing on the field. Donovan Peoples-Jones had 80% snap share, one target, nothing last week. I'll rock with Royce Freeman. Why the fuck not? Just because it's an unknown. But Josh, because sometimes I feel like when we're doing the start sit bit, you know, it's like players that I'm never going to be deciding between. And sometimes I don't know if it's just me, maybe it's because I just draft so good. You know, my teams are so stacked and never have to make these awful decisions. But I like to throw in a couple of bonus start sits for my real situations for my real teams. And so, Josh, on multiple teams this week, I'm deciding between two quarterbacks that happen to be playing each other. I'm talking about Kirk Cousins of the Minnesota Vikings playing Monday night at home versus San Francisco. Fran, or Brock Purdy, who's coming to town to play at U.S. Bank Stadium. Of course, the Denver Broncos the San Francisco 49ers defense is known to be quite good, so that could be a reason to go away from San Fran. But also, Purdy struggled last week against Cleveland, but Minnesota's defense should be really bad, so who's to say if he probably won't struggle again. But Cousins is QB8, whereas Brock Purdy is QB11. Cousins has been much more consistent. He played well against Philly. He played well against KC, who are supposed to have better defenses. So, Josh, if you had to pick between Purdy or Cousins, where would you lean?
I would lean Brock Purdy, because he's Purdy fly for a white guy. But yeah, Brock Purdy's kind of where I'm leaning. Just without Jefferson, I don't know how Cousins did last week as far as like his production.
I mean, the whole team did bad. Remember, the Chicago Vikings game was piss poor. He only had 8.74 fantasy points.
Yeah, so I'm going to lean towards Purdy just because he's Purdy.
All right, Josh, and then the other one. This one player's on the upswing. What player's been doing just fine? We have Jonathan Taylor versus Cleveland, and we have Amari Cooper at Indy. So, again, two players playing each other. Sounds like Deshaun Watson is back. Jonathan Taylor, of course, he had like a 15% snap share 2 weeks ago, and then last week he had like a 42% snap share, so certainly getting back into the groove, but not there yet. Amari Cooper starting wide receiver number one for the Cleveland Browns. He was even doing okay when Watson was out for a game. Or no, he missed two games, so he did bad for one of the games he's gone. Anyways, Watson is back. So if you had to pick between JT and Amari Cooper, Josh, which one would you pick?
I'd probably go with Amari Cooper, just because JT going up against that Cleveland defense. That Cleveland defense showed last week that they are for real. So yeah, that's where I'm leaning.
All right. We also appreciate Walters along in the chat. He has picked along with us every pick. He's gone Pickett, Ford, Wandale, Waller, Peoples-Jones, Purdy, and Cooper.
Can you repeat that, please?
He went Pickett.
Welcome to the show, Walters.
Ford. Wandale. They've been trying to get him on the land for a long time. Waller. And he's just been stone cold. Cold shouldering Peoples-Jones. Allen, Dave, he's been giving them the business, dude. He's been avoiding the land. I think he really wants to be on our show, but we haven't extended an offer. And then Purdy and Cooper. So yeah, I think Walters really wants to be on this show, but he's trying to take the sloppy seconds of Allen, Dave, and he just realizes he can't look himself in the mirror every morning if he wants to go on that show. So, but yeah, thank you, Walters, for your contribution. We'll see how you do. And Josh, we'll move on to our little FanDuel Bust of the Week here. Just a real quick segment, a real quick hitter, as it were. And Josh, who you got busting this week in FanDuel?
Well, this is going to hurt a lot of my feelings. Maybe probably all of them, but he's one of my favorite players of all time. He's got that swagger, that moxie. He's got that vibe in him that just kind of you want him to be good. One of the best, if not the best, route runner of all time. He's got routes so crisp that he made Chad Ochocinco cry. And so I'm just going to say Devonta Adams at Chicago. First off, that game has the opportunity to get away from Chicago very quickly with how bad that team is. So they may be running the rock a lot with Jacobs. Plus, Devontae must have said something like to Jimmy G about how he's not as handsome as he thinks he is. And so he has not been getting very many targets. If Aiden O'Connell's playing because Jimmy G's back is still broken, or whoever the backup quarterback is, maybe it's a little bit of a different story. But I do think that the script of the game is going to be run the rock. So I do not think that $8,000 price tag is worth it in FanDuel.
Yeah, Justin Fields has already been ruled out, and Jimmy Garoppolo is also out. So it'll be Aiden O'Connell versus Tyson Bagent. So that'll be a thrill of a game. And for the same similar reason you used, Josh, with Aiden O'Connell, maybe I have a little bit of faith in Devonta Adams. My bust of the week is actually on the other side of the field. It's DJ Moore, because Tyson fucking Bagent is playing starting quarterback for some reason. That's why the backup quarterback is important kids, Jesus. But yeah, DJ Moore, he's currently at 75 Hunge. And if anyone who watched that game last week, Tyson Bagent is not it. So both these receivers will be likely struggling because of backup quarterback play. I would not spend a cumulative 15-5 on these players. I think that would be a very bad investment. Moving on, Josh, to just a little weekly preview, just a little discussion about the fantasy week in front of us and the real football week in front of us here. Are there any particular games you're excited for this weekend? It sounds like if you're going to be inside, maybe recovering from sickness still, maybe a little bit more game time than usual. Anything you're excited for this weekend in particular?
Football.
I take it you're not very familiar with the Sunday slate.
I'm excited for Sean Payton to get his crew right against the Green Bay Packers. So I have just seven full days of absolute depression.
Can you imagine?
The fact that Aaron Jones still hasn't been declared healthy is very bothering me. Is very bothersome. How worrisome.
Very bothering, issuesome. Josh.
And so it's I just don't know. I mean, they brought in James Robinson, so it makes me wonder. Is it because AJ Dillon's on the move, or is it because Aaron Jones is not going to be playing much? And so it's worrisome because he is like my RB1 in a couple leagues, Victoria's Secret being one of them, where I'm just in a free fall in that league. And so, yeah, I just it's that game I'm looking forward to being depressed at. Other than that, I mean, I just like watching football.
Just a football guy. I'm really excited for Detroit-Baltimore. I mean, arguably, Detroit's already been tested with Kansas City Chiefs week one. A lot of people, including myself, argue a lot that week one is one of the flukiest weeks in the NFL. So maybe, you know, it wasn't fair for whatever reason. But Detroit playing Baltimore, it should be like, all right, which team is better? Is Detroit really here? Or do they struggle against a team that's been good for years and years? So that should be a fun game to watch. The lose fest of Vegas-Chicago they talked about earlier, that should be an interesting scene as well. There was one other game I was excited about. Oh, yeah, and then Los Angeles KC, that's always a good game. That should be a good 3 o'clock slate game, just a good division rivalry game. Los Angeles Chargers actually win more of those games than people think. But, you know, Mike Williams is usually a big weapon in those games, and, of course, Mike Williams is out for the year. Sunday night, Miami-Philly should be a barn burner, and then Monday night, I can't wait to watch Minnesota lose by 60 against San Fran. That should be exciting. But I don't get to have my woes on Wednesday, or on Wednesday. Jesus fucking Christ. I don't get to have my woes on Sunday like Josh. I'll get them on Monday night instead, then get to go to bed right after the Vikings lose. So it's, I think it's a little bit better position to be able to sleep right after a tough loss versus ruminating on it all day. But I'm just,
you mean you don't sit around and just like me, you sit there for the next 3 hours staring at the TV like maybe something will change?
I don't do that. And then also I will say, just to preempt it, I don't even think Jeremy listens anymore. I'm pretty sure the days of Jeremy listening are gone, but I am playing Jeremy in the Hidden Oaks Redraft League. And I think this might be the week, Josh. I think the undefeated 12-0 streak, I think it might come to an end. It's not a guarantee yet, but especially if Christian McCaffrey ends up being a scratch on Monday night, I really don't have a replacement for him. So I could just bench him, but I mean, are you ever going to bench Christian McCaffrey? Probably not, but I don't have another Monday night player to replace him. So I don't know. I'm scared about that. Jeremy's been the second best team consistently this year, so it might be the undefeated streak. I mean, he's number two in the standings, isn't he?
I was kidding. Yeah,
he is. Okay. I mean, I know you're up there. You're three or four for sure. I think Willie's been good as well.
It's a battle of the first and second and the third and fourth. But like I said, Nikita's team is it's a struggle for her. She has because Roshan, she picked up hoping that he'd be back this week, and he's ruled out already. His brain is scrambled. But
it's a human life, Josh. How dare you?
CD Lamb and Pollard are on buys, and so are on a buy, and so two of her top picks are out. And then Calvin Ridley had a stinker of a game after only getting one catch. Yeah.
And you just bought him on Tuesday, dude. Come on, Josh. You giving bad intel to sabotage your wife?
No, but she already had him.
That's true. Yeah. So all that was to say, you know, going undefeated for the whole season was never going to happen. Eventually, the buys or injuries or whatever going to catch up with you. So my toughest challenge this week is Jeremy with Kittle Me This Batman. We'll see how things go.
Bateman.
Kittle Me This Batman. What the fuck ever, dude. But yeah, just didn't want to preempt. I know I was a little bit cocky on Tuesday. Maybe that'll get thrown in my face this week. We'll see. But anyways, Josh, we can get the hell out of here. Is there anything else you want to say to the lovely people other than your Go Packers before we make our lovely departure and let the people have their sunny Saturday?
Don't put silverware in toasters. Go Packers.
Wow, that's great advice, Josh. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Walters, for joining us and playing along. We will see you all Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Love you. Bye.
Go Packers.
If Walters is here listening live, that means Walters wants to play video games. Walters, how do you play? Guilty. Got him. Guilty, guilty.
All right, I'll be on in a bit.
Okay, Josh.
That actually might happen, because I have nothing else going on and my family's ditching me.
Do you even have a microphone?
Yeah, I found it.
All right, well, if you want, it'll be Call of Duty.
I prefer Carl on duty. Love you. Hi. Go Packers. Oh no, I'm not in there. Should drop out immediately. Go back.
Oh,
in.
How embarrassing, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
How'd you get so sick, Josh?
Probably my 3 a.m. naked miles.